Barb, can you explain to us what exactly is a prenuptial agreement?
It's an interesting document, and I'm seeing a lot more of them these days. It's a contract that a couple signs before they marry, where they agree, essentially, to what's going to happen to their assets if they divorce. And I know that doesn't sound terribly romantic, but they're on the rise in certain kinds of people, like, in particular, second marriages.
Why do people want to do this? I don't really understand. It seems like they're setting themselves up for failure.
I think that's a good point, Chris. They're not the most romantic things. It raises a lot of issues right from the beginning. But where I'm seeing them isn't so much in young newlyweds, people who are 25 getting married for the first time. I'm seeing them in second marriages where people are coming into the marriage and they already own a home or a business or some significant assets.
Or they've been burnt once before.
Bingo. That's right.
What can be included in a prenuptial agreement?
Pretty much anything that has to do with the division of the party's assets. I can tell you it's somewhat interesting. There's things you can't put in a prenup. You can't decide who's going to have custody of any children. That cannot be usurped. You can't agree that you're going to divorce. You know, we're getting married, but in 3 years we agree to divorce. You can't alter the grounds for divorce. But you can say, look, I'm going to keep my house or my car or my retirement account, and you're going to keep yours. And that way we don't have to go through litigation if we divorce.
Are they enforceable in New York?
Provided they were fair and equitable when they were entered into and at the time they're being enforced, yes, they are enforceable.
Why are they happening? Why is it more common now?
Again, I think it's second marriages. As Greg said, people have been burned. And I also see them where there are children. A man and woman are remarrying, and they each have children from prior marriages. Sometimes it's the grown children that are pressuring the parents. You know, dad's remarrying. Oh, what's going to happen? Is he going to leave all of his stuff to his new wife? There's a lot of dynamics in these blended families that can be complicated.
It's a little bit more easier when you have more mature people. I know I was probably 24, 25 when I got married, and I raised a prenuptial agreement, and I got shut down quick. Mm-hmm. But I suspect now that I have more assets, I'm a little bit more mature, my wife's a little bit more mature. You know, not that we're getting divorced or anything along that nature, but if we were to do it, I think it has to do with maturity and knowing what love is and overcoming the trust violations.